Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Atlin Hassert. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia Health Department has compiled a list of what pharmaceutical companies spend on meals to local doctors to market their products. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the total comes to $1.3 million.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he wants to shine a spotlight on aggressive marketing because he blames it in part for the opioid epidemic that's ravaging the city.
Sales representatives from Purdue started going into doctors' offices, buying the doctor's lunch, and telling the doctors that their drug, OxyContin, was safe and not addictive, and millions of patients got addicted because of this.
Purdue is now bankrupt, but other companies are still marketing pain pills this way. The report lists 25 pain specialists who accepted more than $100 worth of meals. The asbestos issue has been bringing a lot of heat to Philadelphia's school's chief, but as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, the mayor is standing behind him.
Some parents have called for Superintendent William Height to take the fall over the closure of 9 schools this year for asbestos concerns. But speaking after a school district ceremony this past week, Mayor Kenney said he approves of the job Height has been doing.
I think Dr. Height's done a terrific job, and I'm glad he stayed around as long as he has.
The mayor says the city and school district are addressing asbestos removal as best they can with limited resources. And in the meantime, Kenney is giving Height a vote of confidence. Height's contract runs through August of 2022. Some Montgomery County firefighters spend their Saturday battling fires in an 8-home complex in Upper Dublin. The controlled fires were deliberately set as part of a rare planned live training event. Former Fire Chief Eric Clausen says in over 2 decades of firefighting, he's never gotten a chance to just practice his firefighting skills on a row of buildings.
I've never done it, and I'd venture to say that almost everybody here has never done this. It's a very rare opportunity.
Due to all of the regulations, the live fire training took months to organize. Clausen says about 40 firefighters participated. They also had second alarmers, North Penn Goodwill, and the Gladwin Fire Department on standby. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's plan to divert millions of dollars earmarked for the horse racing industry isn't sitting well with some Chester County farmers. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Governor Wolf says he'd rather bet on people than horses, so he wants to divert more than $200 million of slots revenue that's supposed to go to the Racehorse Development Fund to a new scholarship for eligible students at state-run schools like Millersville or Westchester. Heather Hunter and her husband breed horses in West Grove, Chester County. She says not only do horse farmers rely on that fund, but also
our trainers, our grooms, the blacksmiths, the vets, the track workers, the restaurants at the tracks and their workers.
And other farms that grow alfalfa or hay for horses, even the Chester County mushroom industry, relies on buying their horse manure. Industry advocates also say the governor has no rights to the money, as they say it isn't tax revenue, but instead goes straight to the Racehorse Development Fund, based on an agreement made during the initial gambling expansion in Pennsylvania back in the mid-2000s. A police investigation is underway after a pony at a Wilmington Equestrian Center was found with cords tied around her back legs and unable to walk. The pony named Sierra used to teach children how to ride at the Carousel Park and Equestrian Center, but Equestrian Director Mary Devine says staff members became aware something was wrong when Sierra wouldn't come to eat, and that's when they noticed the cords.
She wasn't getting any blood to her hoof, and if that wasn't recognized, then that lameness could have become permanent. It could even result in her death.
Sierra is now on stall rest and may need physical therapy. Another pony named Tegan had something similar done to her back in September. A rope was tied to one of her legs and has since recovered. If you have any information, contact Newcastle County Police. One of Camden County's 3 animal shelters opened brand new headquarters, giving its furry tenants a better place as they await their forever homes. Voorhees Animal Orphanage takes in dogs and cats from 26 South Jersey towns, 19 in Camden County. This no-kill shelter takes no state or county money, and the towns pay only to drop the animals off. David Simlis is chairman of the board of this volunteer organization.
We are what you call an open intake shelter for those municipalities. So those dogs are coming to us whether you got it from here, there, anywhere. We put it in our care, reunite you with your animal, or get it adopted, whatever the situation may be.
And over 30-plus years in business, they've helped thousands of animals, but they still have a $350,000 debt to be mortgage-free. There are a number of things you can do to help. Go to kywnewsradio.com for a link to their website. And that's the All Local. I'm Atlin Hassert. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.